Hello and welcome to Oxcast. It's your weekly guide to everything that's worth doing and seeing in Oxford and surrounding areas. This is Daily Info. My name's Alwyn.
And I'm Anais.
And I believe you're going to kick us off, aren't you, Anais?
Yes, with Oxford Jam, which is not to be confused with the Ox Jam Festival.
That would be terrible.
Very different. Oxford Jam is a 3-day event and it started today. And it's taking place over at Arts at the Old Fire Station until Friday. And it's a kind of free conference with an emphasis on informing on social economy and social finance projects. So there's lots of interesting talks.
Wow.
And it's interesting, they've kind of changed the mechanism to conferences. So people could suggest topics, and it's free to attend, but if you lead a session, you pay to speak. So the kind of reinversed what you'd normally expect from a conference kind of setup.
Yeah.
So all the talks are free, and you can just turn up. They're about an hour long, most of them, and they're based around discussing social enterprises, education, fundraising, sustainability.
So this is what you go along if you want to organise things in Oxford and that kind of thing.
I don't know if it's Oxford. It's their fourth year now. I don't think it's all about Oxford. It's businesses from all over the UK. And whether or not you're a social entrepreneur, you'd probably learn something new.
And not to mention free to go along. There we go.
Free again to go along.
So the first lesson they'll do is, don't do what we've done. Charge people.
They're just charging the different people to what you'd expect when you go to an event.
That's interesting.
But there's also, if you don't have time for a talk, they've called it a marketplace, and there's lots of organisations with stands on hand to provide information and advice. And let you know about the kind of work they're doing.
Right, that sounds really interesting. So where's that on again, sir?
So Arts at the Old Fire Station. Talks are between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. And that's today, Thursday and Friday.
So you can only be a social entrepreneur if you don't have a day job then.
Well, if you're starting up your own business, you know,
you might have your own hours. Okay. Well, that sounds fantastic. All right, well, okay, as the Easter holidays wind down, parents, this one is for, it might be for parents, might feel their kids are turning into a bunch of animals. So I've got something to make sure that they feel at home. It's Michaela Strachan's Really Wild Adventure, which is on this week at the Oxford Playhouse. Do you remember Michaela Strachan?
I remember the Really Wild Show.
The Really Wild Show, yeah. Which was run by?
There was also Harry Watkins in it,
who is a local Oxford celebrity.
Yeah. If you don't know, you can look him up.
I don't know how Harry Watkins feels about Michaela Strachan appropriating his Really Wild branding, but this show is a breakneck journey through the weird and wonderful world of animals, which is brought to you by the former presenter of Spring Watch and Country Life, amongst other things. So it should be a colourful hour full of jungle-inspired rhyme, music and audience interaction. So if you want to know how far a spitting cobra can spit, or what the density of a polar bear is, I would head along to the Oxford Playhouse this Friday at 5 p.m.
I think it should be branded Country File for Kids.
Oh, that's a good idea.
To initiate you into the love you will have for Country File as a grown-up.
The only thing I can think about is that they may have wanted to avoid using the suffix file anywhere near a kids' show. but that might not be the case. On the note of animals, I thought I would just give Anais a quick animal quiz. Just a few questions to illustrate her ignorance and how much she needs to go along to see Michaela Strachan. So, Anais, do snakes have lungs?
No.
Why do you say that?
Because don't they have, like, little, kind of like fish? They've got, like...
Gills?
Gills. I don't know if it's what you'd call it, gills, but fish. It kind of feels like they've got...
Well,
do they not breathe through their skin?
Alas, no. They do have normal sort of what you might call like mammalian-esque respiratory systems, but they do not have lungs. They only have one lung, one big lung, and the other one is kind of a little shriveled up appendix. Technically,
1 point
by default. Okay, third question: what colour is a polar bear's skin? Easy one.
Pink.
It's actually black. In order to better prevent the loss of heat through radiation.
So also when it then, you know, sheds its hair, it can look like a seal.
That's interesting.
Camouflage.
Yeah, I hadn't considered.
That could be part of it.
It might well,
there we go, creative.
So write that one into the Oxford Department of Zoology. I'm sure they've got a register of people like you. Okay, on that note, let's move on to the next event.
Right, I don't have any quizzes to prove Alwyn's ignorance.
missed out.
But I do have some information on the Manet exhibition, which is in London at the moment. Mm-hmm. And if you can't get to London, or can't be bothered to go to London, don't
Lazy.
Worry. The exhibition is coming to you. it's been captured for cinema screens worldwide. So there's a film which is a kind of behind-the-scenes documentary about the exhibition, and includes a biography of Manet and examination of his work. And I think the exhibition probably includes the Mademoiselle Klaus picture, which is the one that the Ashmolean had to fundraise and buy last year.
Oh, right, yes.
So if you haven't seen that, the Ashmolean, you might catch that in the film.
You're suggesting that if you can't make it to London or the Ashmolean, get your lazy ass to the cinema.
Well, get your lazy ass to the View or the Picture House.
Right, okay.
So
we might have a preference there, but you know, you make your own minds up, listeners.
That's 7 p.m. on Thursday at the View and the Picture House.
That sounds lovely. So this is a live screening across the whole, not live obviously, but is it like the same time screening across the whole?
I think it is across the UK, it seems to be at 7 anyway.
Wow, so you're sort of going on a coordinated art tour with all the other dozens of people.
Yes, it's an interesting kind of outreach. If you like cinema and art but aren't someone who would go to an exhibition, might make you just have an insight.
That sounds really good, actually. Okay, well, let's move quickly outside of Oxford to the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot for a little bit of music. We have multi-award-winning folk trio Faustus, or Faustus, whichever pronunciation you prefer. They'll be performing on Saturday night. They are a fantastic group, which includes two members of Oxford folk superstars Bellowhead. You like Bellowhead, don't you?
Everyone likes Bellowhead.
Everyone likes Bellowhead, yes. You're not cool or special for liking Bellowhead. I'm talking to you, guy in the pub.
No, you're not cool and special for not liking Bellowhead either.
Yeah, exactly. The other one.
You can't win.
But on the other hand, you can enjoy their music. They are playing, Faustus will be playing a great selection of traditional and modern folk music, and should give you a devilishly good time. Cornerstone at 8 p.m. on Saturday.
Well, I've got some more music. Mm-hmm. If you don't want folk, but you fancy something a bit more exotic, maybe, the Honolulu Cowboys are coming to the Oxford Playhouse on Thursday. And despite their exotic name and music style, they're actually a local group from Oxfordshire.
What is the exotic music style in question?
Hawaiian music, which includes guitars, ukuleles, banjolele, kazoo, euphonium, and pedal steel.
Wow.
So basically, if you want to imagine you're on a beach under a palm tree with a pina colada, this band will take you there.
Wow, because as we all know, no one in Hawaii drinks anything apart from pina coladas.
That's all they drink all day. Luckily, there's some virgin pina coladas, because otherwise nothing would happen.
That sounds really interesting. Well worth going along to. When is it, sir?
That's Thursday at the Playhouse.
Sounds brilliant. Okay, well, I've got something else Playhouse related, but not musical this time. It is instead a piece of theatre. It's a modern take on an old classic. It's on this week, and it's called The Misanthrope by French satirist Molière. For those of you who aren't up on your 17th century French satirists, and shame on you, I would say, it is about an aristocrat who is so disgusted by hypocrisy, decadence, and fakery of 17th century France that he decides to hate all humanity, and then falls in love. So this is a new translation by Roger McGough, one of Britain's most famous living poets, and it's been reviewed as equally funny and scathing as the original. So that's on this week until Saturday at the Oxford Playhouse at 7:30, with a 2:30 matinee on Thursday and Saturday. And just quickly, in case you can't get enough Molière, I know that you, for one, are champing at the bit for a bit more, head to the Watermill Arts Centre in Newbury, who are performing this week another piece of biting satire. It's Molière's The Miser for a week from this Thursday.
I think the message is it's time to take up Molière.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give it a go.
There's probably a pun of some sort in there, but I'm going to move swiftly on.
Well, finally, I've got some music on Saturday night at Modern Art Oxford. They run kind of basement night gigs.
Right, yes.
Downstairs in the gallery. We've got a solo performer called Thomas Truick. So he performs on his own, but he's made his own band of instruments called such things as the Hornicator, the Sister Spinster, and the Stringerling.
These are instruments that he has given names, possibly personalities.
Yes.
Perhaps small knitted outfits.
Definitely personalities. I think he talks to them and engages
on stage
with them.
Or?
Yeah.
Right, okay, great.
So the Hornicator, to give you an idea, because obviously the names don't quite tell you what the instrument could be like, is a handheld, voice-powered, gramophone-shaped noise generator. So not even music, a noise generator. So I think it's going to be something quite nonconformist and creative, and he has been said to straddle between the unique and the insane.
That's someone else's words. We're not defaming this poor
man. Yes, but
he has
those displayed quite highly on his website. I think he quite likes being called that. I think
unique and insane, yeah. So possibly mental breakdown, possibly gig. You know, you won't know until you turn up.
It sounds very intriguing.
It does sound absolutely fascinating. Brilliant, well.
So that's 7:30 at Modern Art Oxford on Saturday evening.
Good. What else would you be doing with your Saturday night that could possibly be more interesting?
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Apart from, boning up on your animal facts for next week.
I will definitely be doing that.
Anyway, that has been Daily Info's Oxcast. If you've enjoyed the sound of any of those gigs, you can, or indeed any other events, you can look on our website.
www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
Yeah, where you will find many more events, as well as classified ads, restaurant reviews, and everything else you might need to live in and around Oxford.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, and we're also on Facebook. You can search Daily Info Oxford and like our Facebook page.
Thank you very much.